The Nanticoke Historic Preservation Alliance is a nonprofit, all-volunteer organization dedicated to preserving Hansel, a National Register historic site on Maryland's Eastern Shore. On October 10th, with support from a Maryland Humanities Council grant, it will host its annual Nanticoke River Jamboree benefit event. Midge Ingersoll, trustee of the Nanticoke Historic Preservation Alliance, tells us about the fascinating history of the Hansel House.
Hansel, an architecturally significant 18th-century structure, derives its name from the original land grant issued for the property in 1665. This land is historically linked to the early native people of the Nanticoke and Chaconne tribes. The first patent was awarded to Thomas Taylor, who was a licensed Indian trader, and then a high-ranking military officer who dealt with the Nanticoke Emperor during this period. On July 13, 1665, Taylor received a land grant called Hansel for 700 acres, which encompassed the main native residential sites within the Chaconne town lands. In 1693, ownership of Hansel was transferred to Christopher Nutter, another Indian trader. However, the Native Americans felt the English were getting too close to their village and surrounding lands, exerting too much influence on the tribe. In 1721, a serious conflict arose between the English and the Native Americans after Nutter's heirs sold the land to John Ryder, who almost immediately tried to seize the 700 acres of Hansel, which included the site of the Nanticoke Fort. The Maryland government sided with the Native Americans and ordered John Ryder off the reservation. But by 1742, only a few Nanticokes remained on their own land. By 1768, the Maryland legislature passed a bill authorizing the purchase of all remaining rights to Chaconne Indian lands from the Nanticoke people. In 1769, the land was deeded back to the heirs of John Ryder, by then deceased. An English gentleman, Henry Steele, and his wife, Anne Billings, the granddaughter of John Ryder, were deeded 484 acres of the southern half of the Hansel Tract, the site of the Native American village. According to Dorchester County history, Henry Steele built a large, pretentious home on the property north of Vienna. Now, after much research and archaeology, it appears likely that the historic site we now refer to as Hansel is that house. Recognizing the long history of this rare property, the most recent owners sold the Hansel House to the Nanticoke Historic Preservation Alliance in 2009. Since then, we have worked to preserve the Hansel House, allowing future generations to study and explore the rich history of the land, the river, and the native African and English people of this place.
The 2015 Nanticoke River Jamboree will be held at the Hansel House from 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. Visit nanticokeriverjamboree.com to learn more. The Maryland Humanities Council is a statewide nonprofit that creates and supports educational experiences in the humanities that inspire all Marylanders to embrace lifelong learning, exchange ideas openly, and enrich their communities. Humanities Connection is produced by the Maryland Humanities Council for WYPR. For the Maryland Humanities Council, I'm Phoebe Stein.